From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton has directed her aides to turn over the personal email server that she used as Secretary of State. Campaign officials say the Justice Department is investigating whether any classified information was improperly sent through the server. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the issue has been a drag on Clinton's campaign.
It has affected her ratings in the polls for honesty and trustworthiness. The RNC came out with a statement saying, quote, "All this means is that Hillary Clinton, in the face of FBI scrutiny, has decided she has run out of options. She knows she has done something wrong and has run out of ways to cover it up."
NPR's Tamara Keith. Secretary of State John Kerry says he's confident that a nuclear agreement with Iran will move forward despite opposition in Congress. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Kerry is also warning that walking away from the deal would put the United States in a weak position globally.
As Congress weighs the deal, Kerry told the Reuters news agency in New York that lawmakers should put politics aside and evaluate the agreement on its merits. He's dismissing those who think the U.S. can abandon the deal and pressure allies to stop doing business with Iran.
Are you kidding me? The United States is going to start sanctioning our allies and their banks and their businesses? Because we walked away from a deal?
Kerry says European countries wouldn't go along with new U.S. sanctions and could walk away from sanctions on Russia over the conflict in Ukraine. Kerry also warns that over time, the U.S. dollar could lose its status as the world's reserve currency. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
More evacuations in Northern California. Some of the evacuees had only recently returned after being told to leave their homes because of another blaze in the same area. As Lorraine Dechter of member station KZYX reports, crews are trying to keep the 14,000-acre Jerusalem fire from crossing into Yolo and Napa counties.
Firefighters are calling in more resources and are trying to establish dozer lines around the Jerusalem fire. To the north are homes that were evacuated just last week within the Rocky Fire's perimeter. This fire has been most active to the east, burning in bone-dry shrubs and bushes. CAL FIRE spokesperson Alyssa Smith says the fire's headed toward even more potent fuel.
The plant that's primarily out there that we are concerned about is the manzanita plant, a plant that is oily in nature and is very flammable.
Firefighters and evacuees from Jerusalem Valley, where the fire started, say when the fire hits the manzanita, it doesn't just burn, it explodes. For NPR News, I'm Lorraine Dechter in Philo, California.
On Asian stock market, shares are mixed, higher in Shanghai, following a down day on Wall Street led by declines in commodity shares. Copper fell sharply and oil prices hit a six-year low. The Dow Jones Industrials, NASDAQ, and S&P all fell around 1%. This is NPR News. State officials in New York say they're investigating allegations that inmates were beaten and tortured following a high-profile prison escape this summer. The claims were first reported by the New York Times, as North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
The Times investigation found what it describes as a pattern of abuse and harsh interrogations by corrections officers searching for clues about the escape of convicted murderers Richard Matt and David Sweat from a maximum security prison in northern New York in early June. Two inmates told the Times they were choked with plastic bags. Others described beatings and threats of waterboarding. In a statement sent to NPR, New York's Corrections Department said these allegations have been under internal investigation for several weeks, adding, quote, "any findings of misconduct or abuse against inmates will be punished to the full extent of the law." The escape from Clinton Correctional Facility was a major embarrassment for New York's prison system and has already sparked at least three state and federal investigations. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Saranac Lake, New York.
Dozens of people protested in Arlington, Texas yesterday, demanding the prosecution of a police officer who fatally shot an unarmed college football player last week during a suspected burglary call. The officer, who was in training, was fired on Tuesday. NOAA and the National Marine Fisheries Service have released a draft plan for increasing the population of Hawaiian monk seals. The plan includes identifying sick or injured seals and providing enough shoreline and marine habitat to allow them to breed and forage. Scientists say Hawaiian monk seals are among the most endangered marine mammals in the world, with only around 1,100 of them left. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.